We haven't checked in with Denise Owens in a while, Jackson County Fair and Flower Festival, to see how things are shaping up there. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. However, I had to park right in front of the building to run in amongst this torrential downpour we're having, which is very, you know, extremely exciting because we need the rain. So yeah. I'm not going to talk bad about it. But in this new building, it is like thunder. So, and I hope that you can't hear it in the background because I'm yelling to over so that you can hear my voice. But yeah, it's beautiful sound.
Hey, I got to mention, I go by there all the time, and you guys did some recent landscaping out there. Really looks nice.
Yeah, it is beautiful. And, you know, like I always say, Chris Witchen gets all of the credit because he is such an eye for beauty and plant. He knows exactly what he's doing. But on the south end of the new American One building, they actually have finally got the grass is starting to grow from what they seeded out there. And so by the time Fair Week comes, it's going to look beautiful coming up Jansen Street. So we're excited about that.
How's things shaping up for the fair?
We are moving full force ahead. Our shows are doing great. I encourage people, don't wait to get your tickets because they are flying out the door. So very pleased about that. And we have a lot of folks, of course, that bought their Toby Keith tickets back in 2019. And we have had to reprint some of them. People have forgotten where they put them a year and a half ago. So that's good news. But anyone that has those tickets, they're good. Even if you bought them before, you know, 2020 when the fair was canceled. So, but I want to say that we are so excited about the changes that have happened since 2019. Remember, you know, I try to ignore the fact that when we had the fair the last time, we had nothing but dirt and dirt.
Yeah.
And now we have beautiful hard surface rock walkways. We have concrete. Our midway is going to look a little bit different this year in regards to the walkability, and so that's a new piece. And of course, we are celebrating the 100th anniversary of our grandstand. You know, we're iconic here in Jackson. There's not many of those covered grandstands like we have, and we built over 101 years ago.
Kind of an all-new fair this year, really, isn't it?
It really is, and that's kind of why, you know, we're toting it as the re-grand opening of Keeley Park, because now we have flowers, grass, and trees. And then with our celebration that we're doing for our grandstand, it is. We've got a few little secrets and surprises that we're working on. So that's an ongoing process. But a lot of excited people that are looking forward to participating in the fair. On our website, which is new for us, we have a volunteer application. So if there's any folks out there that are interested in volunteering for the fair, there's some information on our website, jacksoncountyfair.net, that you can grab up that application. But you know, we do have some paid positions too, so we're looking forward to making sure that we're covered. We have a brand new parking lot that we've added on top of the Walls Prison parking lot right across the street. We are adding another large space, which is going to be very helpful for Sunday through Tuesday night shows. And on our website here in just another week or two, people will get a look at our maps for parking. And that's something new we're doing this year, just because parking is, you know, is an important part of what we do here for those 7 days.
Yeah, now just to kind of recap on the tickets, if you bought tickets for the show a couple of years ago, they will be good, but there's still tickets for everything.
Absolutely. And the day of the week on those tickets is correct, but of course the date will not be correct because it's a different year. But the day that your ticket shows, whether it's Sunday for Toby, Monday for Mercy Me, or Tuesday for Leonard Skinner, those are still the days that they'll be here in August.
And with all those doggone scammers out there, what's the best way to get your tickets, Denise?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that, Greg, because I'm telling you, weekly I get phone calls from people that said, I can't find my tickets. And I'm like, okay, my first question is, did you buy them from us or through eTix? No, blah, blah, blah. That's a tough call.
Yeah.
Now, we haven't found an issue where those tickets weren't any good, but retrieving them is another problem. You absolutely need to call us directly or go online to eTix, E-T-I-X, www.thebigbandmusic.com, and you can purchase them online. But your best bet, you know, we've got plenty of people here. Give us a call. You know, we like talking to the patrons that are coming, and we can also share any other information that they might have, whereas when you buy them online, it's, you know, it's just what you're doing. So if you call us at 788-4405, we'll have a very pleasant person get you the best seats in the house.
Denise Owens from the Jackson County Fair. Denise, we'll get you out here in a couple weeks.
That sounds great. I look forward to it.
Take care.